So with that, or any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning, please. Good.
Margaret's been released by the cardiologist yesterday.
Hallelujah.
Now we just have to wait for the approval to gain, so. We're moving forward.
So you now have a heart for this surgery, right?
Yes, we have a heart for the surgery.
That's good. When your cardiologist said it.
I know, I have it.
Yeah, you're good enough, they can slice on you. I think that's pretty good. And then we keep you in prayer. Hope that the VA comes through pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Anybody else this morning? Please.
My older brother had surgery this week again. He has a bladder problem, and they kind of went out the side with the catheter instead of the other way. So, it's, you know, at 91, you don't know what they're going to do to it.
Yeah. You have.
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff.
Tina.
I'm traveling this week to Alabama. My niece is having some surgery. So just pray that she will recover and not have a lot of pain, and that Travis will be okay while I'm gone for a week.
Yeah, travel mercies for me because I'm not going.
I've got to say something, but I don't think I will. Andrew.
Just prayer for work, because there's a lot of transition going on right now, and it's just a lot of transition.
Yeah. Life's that way for some reason. Struggles, challenges. Judy and I face them just like everybody else do, and we have some right now that's going on. Not a major health issue or anything like that, but some decisions that have to be made that only other people can do. And so we, unspoken, but we ask God to give the people that need to make those decisions wisdom and grace. And so.
My boss doesn't like change.
Huh?
My boss doesn't like change.
Oh, okay. Awesome.
So she makes it stressful for everybody around her.
Yeah. Awesome.
I have a concern today that his grandma has been diagnosed with cancer. Mm-hmm.
Is that up in New York?
No, she's in South Carolina.
South Carolina. Thank you, Lord. Hear our prayer. You know, this cancer thing is really a challenge. Sometime, I think, eventually, they'll be able to find some cures or to know what causes it, because they really don't know, because there's so many different kinds of cancers. It's hard to. But the good news is there's treatments, but some of the treatments are really rough. You know about that? Yeah.
That's the other thing about Toby. I was watching one of his, recordings or one of the videos, and it said he had stomach cancer, and he got it in 2021, same year I got mine. And he said the same thing, that God was there walking him through that fire for those 3 months every time. And it just blessed my heart to know that, he was, my faith in God too.
Yes.
Yeah, I often reflect on that poem, Footprints, and then where they have the image of footprints in the sand. And the guy said something to the effect, Lord, I thought you were with me all the way. And the Lord quickened in his spirit. Yeah, there's only one set of footprints, because that's when I was carrying you. It's really cool.